bore a truth sure, and I still wonder why I ever wanted to see him more. I know it's useless to complain all these years after. Well, thanks for asking, now I'm fine. I should have muffled my obsession, but I was all too pure and so blindly sure that he'd always have the satisfying hug I needed. Stay just a little bit more, don't let my heart turn sore. Stay just a little bit more, don't let my heart turn sore. Yes, he was kind, polite and divine in public, tender as a sleepy child. But when we got slightly more intimate, it wasn't that bright. Yes, he was kind, polite, sounded sublime in a theory, but in practice, believe me, there was a nasty fire burning. Oh, stay just a little bit more, don't let my heart turn sore. Stay just a little bit more, don't let my heart turn sore. And when my curves came into play, oh, what a hopeless tumble. I was young, but I believed in no tales. So in the desert off the bed, I looked hard for an oasis, but all I could find was a dead camel in pieces. So I got so scared, I tried to lure him back to bed and whispered, stay just a little more. But now I'm grateful to the camel, 'cause all the lazy boy could do was run. Then I knew for sure that he would never be the satisfying shag